Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Despite beating the Browns on Sunday, the Steelers managing to catch a stray earlier in the morning via ESPN's College Football Playoff Selection Show. Nick Saban referencing the two teams and going over strength of schedule's relevance in determining the bracket.
If SMU was 8 and they played in the conference championship game and they lost by 3 points, they shouldn't be penalized for that necessarily. But my question about all the strength of schedule, 15th strength of schedule versus 60th strength of schedule, that should have been taken into consideration before they ever played in the championship game. To not take into consideration when you don't beat one top 25 team. Indiana didn't do that. SMU really didn't do that. It makes a huge difference. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers got beat by the Cleveland Browns. I mean, we don't sit around and say that should knock them out of the playoffs. They still can play their way into the playoffs by beating other good teams. So that's my point. That's the only one I got.
I will say that
courtesy ESPN.
I've been interested in these discussions. Yes, I think Indiana would not be in the playoff if they were in the SEC. Not because the SEC is so much better, but hell, even if Indiana played a more normalized Big Ten schedule, I don't think they'd be in the playoff. I think TCU would not be in the playoff if they were in the SEC. So they did absolutely get the benefit of having easier strength of schedules. I don't think anybody can deny that. Now, it should matter who you lose to, and it should matter how many losses. That is all true. But I've always, just me personally, if you're filling out a playoff, I would rather watch the teams that are capable of making the of getting the big wins. Indiana's not capable of getting a big win. I don't think TCU is capable.
Well, I look at who deserves it. Indiana is a brand that plays
SMU.
In
SMU.
SMU, yeah.
Oh, sorry. See, I think SMU... SMU is not the biggest brand. When you said Indiana, I thought you were talking about Big Ten. I go, oh, they play for the right conference. They play for the right brand.
But they did not have a normal Big Ten schedule. The difference is...
You're talking about Indiana here.
Indiana this year. The difference in scheduling was everything for certain teams because the conferences have grown and they have become so big that you can't compare one Big Ten schedule against another team's Big Ten schedule. They're not going to be the same. Well, same thing in the SEC.
So I have to fight against common sense here. In this argument, because I ultimately, with common sense, if you ask me who's going to win between Indiana and Team X, I'm usually probably going to say Team X. Same thing with SMU as well. But if you're going to leave these conferences in, and that Big Ten has no problem with it, but if you're going to leave like the ACC in as a team that has an automatic bid or a team that can get as many as two in, well, then I think we have to battle the common sense of and still ask the question of, is a bad win better than a good loss? A team that has three losses, and that one loss to Oklahoma, at Oklahoma, where you just got dismantled, is not a good loss. Not a good loss. So that should work double against you. But a team with two losses should get in over a team with three losses, especially if one of those losses has been to a bad team.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is it depends. I don't think all the schedules are so unequal that one team's three-loss season could be way better than another team's one-loss season.
That can be true. That can absolutely be true.
But with that said, I don't have a problem with TCU, I keep saying that. SMU getting in. I don't have a big problem with it, even though I think they're not really capable. There are 12 teams. Alabama has every resource at their disposal. You lost three times. I will also say that. I would also pick Alabama
to beat SMU.
I'd pick them to beat Indiana for sure. I think Vegas would agree with me.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find something that correlates with it. Because it's like, well, if you didn't win the games you're supposed to win, that's just called a really disappointing year.
It is.
And for Alabama, that's a really disappointing year. We lost a bunch of games in professional football that at the outset of the season, we thought we were supposed to win. Now, there's some people who are cynical out there giving champions pose because they're cynical about everything because they don't want to have any hopes and dreams whatsoever. But for us, when you look at this season, it's that much more disappointing because it was set in course a long time ago. And so you ask what went wrong. It's an extremely disappointing season. Well, okay, Alabama 8-3-9. They're 9-3. But to their level, to what their investment is, it's a massively disappointing season. The only silver lining is that it's the first year for their new coach.
I think they have to, and they will. They're already talking about changing the format next year. If it's going to stay at 12 teams and you're still going to have conference championships next year, I think you got to get rid of the way they're doing the automatic seed. You just look at the way these teams are ranked and where everybody sees these teams. We're giving automatic bids to teams that win lesser conferences. That's ridiculous.
But
that's because it creates all sorts of bracket inequity. And if you're not going to reseed every round, then it defeats the whole purpose of doing it this way.
But then again, you're making common sense in the pre-argument. Now you're not in this argument. We have to look at it and say, if you get rid of it, conference championships that have taken a hit, how do I make them even less meaningful? And that's how you make them even less meaningful. So the only way that you do it is you replace money with money, you get rid of the conference championships, but you make it a 16-team playoff. Because then you replace the money with something you're hoping is going to make you more money. Because you can't just take it away once you've made a bunch of money on it. That's the only way I could see this doing better. I would agree with you in the sense of it, but because of how they have to operate, I would disagree. But it'll get the 16 games, or 16 teams, and then we'll get rid of the conference championships, and everybody will be hunky dory, and Alabama will get in. And
I mean, how amazing for Penn State. You know, look at their opportunity now. You'd also say the same for Clemson and Texas. Like, look at who they would have in the second round. It just adds up that because of the way they do the automatic bids, there's just no equity in the way they do this bracket. You got to reseed too. Why wouldn't they reseed?
I don't know. That's odd to me. The NFL reseeds.
Yeah.
Maybe it's first year they want to get it going before they actually make those decisions.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.